Very soon now, your government will send you a letter. And in that letter, it will basically say that you're going to have to make some improvements to your house. And you're going to pay for that out of your own pocket as well. If you are renting, your landlord will be sending you a letter where it says that due to increased costs, we're going to have to increase the monthly rent. What we're talking about here is something with a very boring name. I made a note here. It's called Energy Performance of Buildings Directive. That's in the EU. Now, if you live outside of Europe, this will probably, in a very short while, be a thing in your country as well. This is something that comes out of the World Economic Forum and, you know, the Great Reset and Agenda 2030 and all of that. And basically, the idea is that all privately owned houses must have Energy Class D before 2033. By 2050, all homes must be zero emission homes. When it comes to the costs, I made a note here about the calculations that these people have made. We are talking about costs per house of, well, in most cases, around 100,000 euros. And here's the thing, many people will not be able to pay 100,000 euros. They will be forced to sell. Can you remember a while ago this slogan that also came out of the World Economic Forum? You will own nothing and you will be happy. Isn't it funny how this so-called green agenda seems to make everything more difficult and more expensive? It seems like we will not be able to own a house because we can't afford it. You will be forced to rent. You will be at mercy of the company, probably, that owns your flat. Another issue here is, of course, that if you're forced to sell, will you even be allowed to sell a house that is not up to this standard? Will there be a fine? Will they just take your house? Now, this is obviously an attack on the middle class, and we have seen quite a lot of those lately. I believe that home ownership is what defines the middle class. And if you take that away, and if you make that standard of living that most people associate with the middle class, if you make that too expensive for most people, then effectively you have killed the middle class. Then you have the very rich and you have the poor. And we will be very, very close to a feudal system, or feudalism 2.0, as I have nicknamed it. I believe that big international companies will seize these properties, most likely. And I believe that home ownership, sadly, very soon, will be a thing of the past for most people. And it doesn't matter if you believe that this will be good for the environment or not. This is about controlling you. This is about owning you. It seems like some of the footage got lost. Luckily, I had some extra drone footage that I took up there. So I am now recording a voiceover, as you can hear. And I really wanted to include the following in this video, because I don't want to be one of those guys sitting there complaining about everything, you know. I think that suggesting, offering even solutions is important. And there is actually something that we can do. And I want to say there is something that we must do. It's not that we can do something about this. We must. It's an obligation. we must be disobedient now. We can't accept this. And this taking away houses from people because they can't afford the so-called upgrading of the house to a certain standard with additional insulation and solar panels and I don't know what. That's not really an upgrade, is it? It's about making it impossible for people to keep their house. This is a wealth transfer. That's what we're looking at now. And we can't accept that. Ownership is important. It's a very, very essential concept. And some people will disagree when I say this, but if you take ownership away, what you're left with is feudalism. Someone's going to own the stuff that you need, and they will be the the so-called elites. So we must be disobedient now. We must put our foot down and refuse to accept this. And there will be consequences. There will be a price that you must pay, that I will pay, that we must all pay. But if we all refuse to accept this and whatever comes next, it will eventually stop because we are many, they are few. So, please, find that courage and don't give up. We will win this.